people will say this is a conversation we have every year, and we do. But I think we're in a unique situation now with President Biden in the U.S. that he is very sympathetic to the cause of the undocumented Irish in America. And I think we need to cash in on that unique relationship we have now at this point in time. And I was calling on the Irish government to redouble their efforts to try and get a solution for this problem of the undocumented in America. We're all well aware of family members missing funerals and weddings and different families' occasions, which is heartbreaking for those involved. And unfortunately, we've had no progress. We had the Donnelly visa program back in 1990, and then we had the Morrison visas back in 94. But that's almost 30 years ago now, and we've had little or no progress in that period of time. And I feel that this relationship that the Irish government has now with President Biden in the US, that we need to cash in on that for the benefit of the undocumented Irish in America.
And as you say, it's time to get this over the line now once and for all, so that those in America who feel stranded, they can be connected again here.
Absolutely, they can be connected. And many of them left and have worked in the States for decades and have contributed there, are working. They can be carpenters, they could be plumbers, they could be laborers, whatever. They've all contributed to the U.S. economy. They paid their taxes, and unfortunately, when a family event happens, they cannot get home. They can get home okay, but unfortunately, the difficulty arises when it comes to getting back into the States, and that's where the problem is. And I know from reports that I've come across recently, the pandemic has been particularly difficult for them. Some of them have lost their jobs, weren't able to turn to welfare in that situation because they were undocumented. So it's been a very, very difficult time for them. And I think this opportunity we have now is it's a window of opportunity that we must grasp with President Joe Biden in the States. And hopefully we can get a final resolution to this ongoing problem.